Hi, welcome to our podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships, helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about how to overcome infidelity to save your marriage. The aim in the wake of an affair is to heal and recover from the shock and horror. However, your desire may be to establish a new marriage, one that you and your partner are thrilled about. Make sure you're also investing agreed upon, proactive time developing your friendship and relationship after the initial disclosure of the scandal and subsequent aftershocks. Establishing daily limits on how much time you spend talking about the affair is a good idea. You certainly need to discuss it, but you must be purposeful in creating opportunities to connect and build. When someone has an affair, it creates a rift in your relationship. The time before and after the affair is now divided by your marriage. You may idealize the time leading up to the incident as a beautiful period in your relationship. Even if these things were not true, you might recall it as a time when you trusted your partner. To give your marriage the best opportunity of continuing, you must intentionally and actively work to redefine it. You can't simply go back to where you were since you've crossed an invisible barrier. Don't fall into the same ruts that you had before. Start over is what you should do. Recognize that rebuilding trust takes time. The most difficult thing you'll have to accomplish is to restore your marriage's trust. Whoever was dishonest, you or your spouse, has severely damaged the trust in your relationship. You may begin to rebuild confidence in your relationship by beginning modest and consistent. Always be on time, keep your promises, and be honest always. There will undoubtedly be setbacks. It's critical that you both understand there will be ups and downs during the healing process. 18 months to 2 years is a reasonable time frame. Nevertheless, some couples might require longer than others. The most important thing is to recognize that the healing journey will most likely be a roller coaster at times, with highs and lows, as well as advances. The road ahead may appear to be incredibly long from where you're sitting as a couple right now. You'll certainly have your hands full rebuilding the foundation of your relationship. However, we believe that with prayer, devotion, and the help of trustworthy friends and counselors, you will be able to glimpse a glimmer of hope in the darkness. It will take time to rebuild your spouse's trust if you lied to him or her. Make sure you do the following things on a regular basis and consistently. 1. Consider a course of action carefully before embarking on it. Even about little things, don't deceive your spouse. If you find yourself beginning to overstate or tell a straight lie, consider why you're doing it. Are you a generally untrustworthy individual? Is it because you are afraid of how your partner will react if you tell the truth? Is it something that you should change? 2. Show your spouse affection on a daily basis. 3. It is critical that you always communicate clearly. 4. Always tell the truth to your spouse. 5. Remember to do a nice thing for your spouse each day. 6. Regularly express your love for each other. 7. Every week, do something fun and interesting along with your spouse. And number 8, the most important, don't doubt getting help. And to conclude on this episode, although it is a difficult step to make the choice to go to therapy and then actually do so, this is the first significant stride in restoring your marriage. When you go to couples counseling with your spouse, you are both taking action in order to improve your relationship. We feel that when things go wrong, it's sometimes necessary to hire outside help. Infidelity is one of these situations. It would be extremely unusual for a couple to address their issues without the aid of a trained therapist. A therapist is a third party who will assist you in understanding what went wrong in your relationship and help you find solutions.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.